Joining me on the phone line right now with Assessor Homecoming, I've got Deborah Hudson. How we doing, Deborah?
Kent, how are you?
I am excited about some roasted corn.
Oh, I know you are, and they're excited for you.
Oh, man. I talk to so many people that say to me, you know what, I've never been up there, and Kent, you told me about it. And you were right, because honestly, Deb, this is how a family-oriented festival should be ran. Hats off to you all.
It really is. We're so lucky to have so many volunteers. You know, I got a text this morning from the meat crew, and they've got the barbecue on, ready to serve sandwiches tonight, and the corn crew starts tomorrow night. So it's just really an authentic Southern Illinois festival, and we want everybody to come out and come join us.
What I love about it, too, is you're not out there to nickel and dime us to death.
No, absolutely not. The entertainment is free, four nights of free live entertainment. And what we do to help fund that entertainment is we sell raffle tickets for a trip to Hawaii. And those are $1 a piece. So if prince, or queen candidates ask you to buy a ticket, please do so, because that helps fund next year's Cesar Homecoming.
Free admission for some great shows at the Miners Memorial Park in Cesar, and the wristbands for the carnival. Now, the carnival starts tonight, too, correct?
It does. Okay. Wristbands are $15, so the kids can ride all night, purchase one wristband, and they can ride as much as they want until about 11 p.m., 12 a.m. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. We're so lucky to have the J&J Magic Midway.
Let's talk about the entertainment, because tonight you've got Keenan Rice, and we got it covered. These guys are phenomenal to start things off.
They really are. It's a local band, and we're so happy that they're coming to Cesar Homecoming this year. They just cover a wide array of music, and it's just a really enjoyable show. So, absolutely, on a Wednesday night, come out and join us.
Tomorrow, it's Dennis Stroman and Swingin' Country. I probably said his last name wrong, but that's okay. Tomorrow is when you can get the roast corn, too.
Correct. Dennis's band is kind of an old-timey country, you know, danceable,
you know,
from the 40s and 50s, really an enjoyable show that he puts on. And there's a, you know, if you want to come out and dance, that's the time to do it. So,
Yeah, dancing on the dance floor there and an ear of roast corn in the other.
Right, grab some corn, absolutely.
All right, and then Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock, these are the big ones here. Friday, T.G. Shepherd.
T.G. Shepherd's going to start us off at 8 p.m., and his show will probably, it'll last for about 2 hours or so, but we're excited to host him this year. I don't know if he's ever been to Cesar Homecoming before, but we're excited to have him. Now, let's not forget about 5 p.m., the horse pull begins, and that's something that usually, you know, we have a lot of people that come out, a lot of people from the tri-state area bring their horses up to compete, and we do enjoy and want to promote that event as well.
And then Saturday, this Saturday at Miners Memorial Park in Cesar, we're going to have Mo Bandy on the stage at 8, Americana, Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life, all kinds of great songs.
He's practically a virtuoso. He really does a little bit of everything and puts on a fantastic show. He's been to Cesar Homecoming. We enjoy having him. I know that there's a lot of Mo Bandy fans out there, and plus, you know, you can come out, bring your lawn chair, and it's free.
Here's what I envision as just the perfect night. On any night you go, you bring your lawn chairs, you set them up there, you find maybe a shady spot to start off. You go and you get in the corn line, and you get your 2 ears of corn, or however
That's much, right. It
is, and they serve this corn up. At the end of it, they hand it to you. You take the corn, you dip it in a metal bucket of butter. I mean, it doesn't get any better. And then you go get your barbecue and your soft drink, and you go sit down and enjoy free entertainment. The kids are riding the rides. It doesn't get any better, Deb.
It really doesn't. It is just a perfect stress-free evening. You know, parking is free. The event is free. It's just really a no-hassle event. Some people even bring their lawn chairs. There will be lawn chairs there tonight, and they will be there until Saturday evening. They leave their lawn chairs all 4 days, which we like to. Yeah. We like that because it's wonderful to be able to do that in a community.
It's a great time. The 61st Annual Wren Lake Days, the Cesar Homecoming. What a wonderful time at Miners Memorial Park. Get on up there. It starts tonight, goes through Saturday. Deborah Hudson, thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you, Kent.
You're very welcome. Deborah, my guest this morning with the Cesar Homecoming. Now, tonight, just want to let you know, there's no corn tonight. Then I got the barbecue, and the corn starts tomorrow. It goes all the way through the weekend. Hello to Steve and the crew up there on the corn crew. What's great, too, on Saturday, forgot to mention this, they're going to have a car show, registration at 9:30. In the morning, right there at the park. Honestly, if you got a car, it's going to be perfect weather Saturday. You want to show it off, get up to Cesar. Parade on Main Street at 4. And then, of course, Saturday night, Mo Bandy, 8 o'clock. And they're giving away a trip to Hawaii. And it's just a lot of fun. It really, really is. For more information, you can go to Cesar.org. Find them on Facebook. Cesar Homecoming starts tonight at Miners Memorial Park in Cesar with New Country Z100.